Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bach Day.
It is. It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom. Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Join the conversation, 844-967-2789. And a reminder, if you like our show, tell your friends.
Spread the word.
Spread the word. Tim Miller, his title for his piece on this is, "No, you do not have a constitutional right to post Hunter Biden's dick pic on Twitter."
The story just kind of went limp.
And on that note, we're taking a break.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! All right, all right, all right. We are here. We are live. This is not a replay.
It is not a replay.
Dane weathered the storm and drove to the Waukesha studio. I am still in Wisconsin Rapids. It's a much shorter drive from my parents' house to WFHR. But how is it down there?
It is not great. you know, I woke up this morning, I got up about 6 and took a look out the window. And I thought, well, if I can't see across the street, obviously, I'm going to stay home. And yes, it wasn't that blowy because, you know, most of the snow had already stopped. And when I got out onto the roads, the bigger issue was you can't see the lane markers because none of the snow has moved and none of it is melting because it's so cold. So that was a little twitchy, but I came in early enough so there wasn't very much traffic. And it's always, I'm always worried about the other people.
But were there that many other people?
Not many, but there are some, you know, there are still people who got to work. There's restaurants.
People got to work.
There's restaurants that are open. There's, you know, I saw We Energy's trucks and those guys are out and there were some power outages scattered around the state. So there are still people who are working today.
Well, I'm just hoping that it stays like that so you can get home safely because we're here. We're live for the next 3 hours. And it is Christmas Eve Eve.
Yes.
It is also Festivus. Festivus for the rest of us.
Right.
Yes, we are going to at 1 p.m. today. If you have grievances of this year, Jane, do you have grievances this year?
Absolutely.
We're going to spend time at the 1 o'clock, top of the hour, hearing from you. We'll maybe air some of our grievances. We'll remind people who maybe are unfamiliar with Festivus what this holiday represents,
the
where
origins.
It came from.
The origin story.
You know that it's actually a writer from Seinfeld. This was part of his, like, life growing up. This is not a just completely fabricated, made-up Costanza thing from Seinfeld. It actually has real origins in Dan O'Keefe's real life growing up.
Oh, that is priceless.
Yeah, so I learned that this morning as I was like, oh, let's do some fun Festivus stuff today. Because it is, it's December 23rd. It's doing Christmas. It's getting ahead of Christmas. And so we have a super fun show today. It's no guests, which is totally fine. So Jane and I are just going to riff it up for the whole show for all 3 hours. And the first hour, We're going to do the news, per usual, headlines that caught our eye. But then the second hour, starting at 12, we're going to do some fun. It's not quite trivia, because we're not going to be asking questions. But I feel like for the last month, I've been seeing different articles written that are explainers about stuff that we don't really know, ever know the origin of. So when and how did NORAD start tracking Santa?
Which seems like it's been around forever, but it hasn't.
67 years.
Wow.
So it's pretty, I mean, it's pretty old.
Yeah.
It's not a new-ish tradition, but then we also, economists studied what the perfect Christmas gift is, and the answer might surprise you. There's also some facts about different holiday plants. Mistletoe. Did you know that it was a parasitic plant?
I know it's poisonous.
Yeah. Well, and it's like a pretty ancient plant as far as its meaning and different traditions around it beyond just the Christian 20th century and 19th century kissing under the mistletoe. And then, like we said, at 1 p.m., we're breaking out the aluminum pole and airing our grievances for Festivus. And at the end of the show, we're going to do a little bit of an explainer of where the 12 days of Christmas came from. And that also might surprise you. It surprised me. But I also, maybe my most embarrassing, and I've done a lot of embarrassing things in the name of goofy videos.
In the name of entertainment.
In the name of entertainment. You know, I, in 2020, dressed as for voter registration day, I made a video dressed as Uncle Sam and proudly put that onto the internet. This one is pretty bad. We may even read some of the comments that I already got on it that are not very nice, but, you know, I got thick skin. And so stick around for the end of the show to hear me attempt to sing.
Hear Kristen Bry sing. Yes. It's
a hard song, though.
It is a hard song. I think you started a little too high, perhaps.
I started too high. So basically, not to bury the lead too much, I rewrote some of the lyrics and recorded for Milwaukee Journal Sentinel 12 Days of Wisconsin Christmas. And the only instrumental, not copyright version that we could use, because it's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and we have to use things that are, you know, fair use.
Sure.
Was really high. And we kept playing it so I would stay on beat. So when we were editing the video, it wouldn't be hard to match up with that.
Gotcha.
And so I couldn't sing in my register very well because I kept hearing the notes. And God love him, Bill Schultz, producer and editor over it. He's like, I think it's fine. I don't understand. Like, he couldn't understand why it was screwing me up. And I was like, all right, well, let's just do it. And so that's how we will end the show. So we have a lot of fun things planned. We would always, as always, we'd love to hear from you, whether it's your grievances, whether it's your favorite Christmas movie, whether it's your holiday traditions. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Today is going to be a party. So we would love to hear from you. And anyone who's watching the live stream right now, you can see that I am in my festive this year's edition Miller Lite Ugly Christmas sweater.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, my brother was like, that looks like you still live in Brooklyn. He's like, I feel like that sweater you can only get away with wearing that sweater in Milwaukee or Brooklyn.
That's an interesting comparison.
But yeah, I feel like if you can see it, it's cute. I think it's cute.
Sure.
So shout out to Miller Lite. All right. Well, our top story, I don't know if it's really the top story, but it's something that I thought was really interesting because as I was laying in bed this morning, trying to figure out whether or not we were going to have a live show, I was scrolling through Twitter, as one does, and I started noticing, not on mine, but on other people's tweets, the little analytics icon. And I was like, well, that's weird, because it basically, when you clicked on it, you could see how many people have viewed someone else's tweet.
Okay.
So in the same way, when you go on any other video social media, so TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, you can see how many views a video has. But this was just for tweets. And I don't know why it kind of caught my eye. And maybe it's because it's finally a new feature rollout that isn't controversial after the like 2 months since Elon took over.
Elon did something that didn't tick everyone off.
What I'm, you know, and I'm not saying that it's, I think it's a great feature. I don't really know the value of it per se, but it's basically a new feature and it's only some people have it so far. So Jane, I don't know if you have it, but I feel like this is made for people like you because you've admitted that you are more of a voyeur.
Oh yeah.
On Twitter.
I'm a lurker.
Like, so you don't like or comment or retweet very often?
Very, very rarely.
And so that's kind of what this is addressing. So Twitter's rolling out a feature that shows how many people have viewed your tweets. And it's similar to the videos, but it's because it shows how many more people are alive on Twitter than it may seem. Because 90% of Twitter users read, but don't tweet, reply, or like. And so it's kind of trying to attribute, I'm sure, because as Elon is continuing to try to show how many people are active on the site. And so I don't know what the, you know, because at one point, I think on YouTube, watching 3 seconds of a video was considered a view.
And that was now, enough for them to count it.
To count as a view. And I think Facebook was similar. At one point, it was one was 3 seconds and the other one was like 1 second, which it's like, did they really watch the video? So I don't know how they're, what the criteria is to be considered read. Is it just an impression where someone scrolled by it? Or is it when they've taken a second to actually read the tweet?
Right.
And you could always see how, like, for your own analytics, for someone who is an active Twitterer, you could always see what your analytics are. It's just that what's new is being able to see how many people are seeing people you're following or on any given tweet, how many people can actually see it. And so I just thought that was interesting. And then what I also thought was interesting, it was just also a reminder, in the same way that only 90% of Twitter users are active, a reminder that 75% of all people in the U.S. don't tweet.
Are they even on Twitter?
I don't even know if they're on Twitter. But on an average weeknight, like there was just some stats like I wanted to rehash. This was from Axios back in March. But it was like the silent majority of the average person in America, as much as there's some of us who are very online. I would definitely consider myself one of those people who's very into social media, who's very into the news. And just a reminder on this Christmas Eve Festivus, that most people you meet in everyday life are decent and normal and nice. And it's not what you see on Twitter, and it's not necessarily what you see on the news, that we are all nuts and nasty and mean to each other. Because most people really are not engaged that much in the news or on social media, and that nearly 3 times more Americans donated to charities than politicians and political parties. And so
that's really good.
Just a good reminder that Twitter is not real life. And maybe it's even a reminder for us on this show that giving Elon Musk and everything happening at Twitter too much attention doesn't resonate with a lot of people. No. And so maybe we'll cut that a little bit short in 2023. All right. Well, we are taking our first break. When we come back, some more headlines. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
He done backed up and moved away from the North Pole. North Pole. If you're looking for a present on Christmas Day, you better send your cards and letters to Green. They got a taste of Lambeau. Ho, 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 and go, Pack, go!
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now.
Facts,
Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
A winter weather advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Chance for scattered snow showers overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows around 4 below, winds out of the west, 20 to 30 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 6 above. Lows level off around 2 below tomorrow night. A dusting of snow overnight with another inch Sunday night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently 4 below.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinair. We're here, we're live, we're celebrating Christmas Eve and Festivus. We would love to hear your grievances if you have any for the year, 844-967-2789. We will get to those at 1 o'clock today. But for now, we're still doing some headlines. And I wanted to use the shorter segment to just cover two headlines that are not in the holiday spirit, okay, but are still important to report on, and maybe have if we have any commentary. But the first is yesterday, the CDC published two reports collectively finding that life expectancy in the U.S. is at its lowest level in 2 decades.
Wow.
Yeah. So you think about the advancements we've made in health in 20 years. The fact that it's gone down is disappointing, but it's the second year in a row that it's dropped. And the two, and I guess, you know, one feels probably, what's as surprising is I would love to see how it compares to other countries, because the two leading reasons people are pointing to of why this has happened 2 years in a row, one is COVID, because we lost a lot of people to COVID.
We lost over 1 million people.
Yeah. And young and not all old people, but also drug overdoses, which obviously has less to do with health outcomes as far as dying of more natural causes or, you know, other diseases like heart disease and lung disease and stuff that I feel like a lot of technical advancements in healthcare and health outcomes has felt like you can survive cancer. There's more treatments. But drug overdoses and fentanyl and everything that is addiction and has and kills young people is partially to blame or especially to blame for driving early deaths. And so it doesn't sound like a lot, but again, it's the lowest that it's been in 2 decades. So it fell from 77 years to 76.4 years. And I think that's for the average Americans, but still for women, we're still outliving men, because the average for women, American women, are still living over 79 years old.
Okay.
But similar to how our general health outcomes are always ranked basically last compared to our peer countries, this data puts U.S. at the lowest life expectancy compared to other wealthy countries. which you just, with how much money we spend on healthcare,
I
you think
know.
That it would be longer, higher, better, stronger, faster.
Isn't this,
you know, who
just an indictment on our healthcare system?
Well, I don't know. You know, if you think that the two reasons are COVID and drug overdoses, is that the healthcare system, is that other policy decisions that are outside of advancements in care? Is it, because I don't know if they're pointing to the lack of access to care as a driving force, but I don't know. I mean, because ultimately, you know, the whole world dealt with COVID, right?
Yes.
And because, and similarly, I remember probably, what was it, 2 years ago that we were doing the Winter Olympic Games? Is it 2 years already?
It has to be.
In Japan? And, I mean, that was riddled with controversy because Japan was still letting it happen, and there was a lot of protests in the country because COVID was kind of raging there at the point. I'm trying to think. This is how bad my timeline is now. Was that 2 years ago or 1 year ago? Was it the beginning of 2021?
I want to say it was 2 years ago, but I could be wrong.
Someone please let us know when the
Japanese
Winter Games
during the break.
Were.
We'll look it up during the break.
But Japan is still leading the pack. Their average life expectancy is 84.5.
And they've been there. I mean, they've been at the top for a long time.
Yeah. And I'm sure that has to do with their diet and how much they walk and a lot of other things as far as how well they take care of themselves and how they process food compared to how American food is processed. So there's probably more things than just COVID and drug overdoses, but that is the first headline that is a little depressing. And the second headline, which is also depressing, is that the FBI said that hate crimes went up by 54% in Wisconsin this past year, that there were 111 hate crimes in 2021 compares to 72 the year before and 50 the year before that.
Wow.
And the numbers are going up despite fewer law enforcement agencies reporting hate crime data to the FBI. And so advocates tell Wisconsin Public Radio that they want to create a bipartisan commission to inform state government about hate crime research. But this kind of goes back to what we were talking about with Allison Hayden on Wednesday from Milwaukee Jewish Federation, that nationally there's been increased hate crimes and Wisconsin's no different, unfortunately.
I don't think that will be a surprise to most people, unfortunately.
Really?
I just think that our discourse and the way we speak to each other in just the last 5 years has worsened so much. And I just think that that's indicative of people feeling free to say terrible things out loud. And to follow up, unfortunately, some of those things with actions.
Yeah. It's so far beyond my, like, we're, as I said in the first segment, I get crappy comments on, you know, and so I have a moment of wanting to stick it back to these people, but the self-control I have is like, I don't want to be mean to anyone. And so it's so hard to wrap my head around the hate that some people have, and especially hate for people that they've never even met. But with that, those are the two really sad headlines of the day. So we're going to move on. We're going to take one more break and get some more headlines after this break, including some movement on the spending bill. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or a business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Oh, Santa Claus is coming round. He's coming round tonight.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are here on the Civic Media Network. And a reminder that we love hearing from you. If you have a topic you think we should cover or an idea for a guest that we should have on, shoot us an email, asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us, or give us a text, give us a call, 844-967-2789. This is our Christmas special. Because we're here, we're live. This is not a rerun. It will be a rerun Monday.
It will. So yes, it will.
Next week, we have a short week. The whole Civic Media Network is going to be not doing new shows on Monday or Friday, but we will be here doing all of the different kinds of recaps you can think of Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Best shows of 2022, best technology inventions of 2022, anything you can think of. I probably have found a list, a compilation of best of for that category that we will be doing for next week. But Monday will be a repeat.
And then we will be back January 2nd. We will be back.
January 2nd,
yep,
we'll be live. Full
Force Monday. Yep, everybody's back. So,
For brand new year.
2023.
Are you thinking about your New Year's resolutions?
I don't resolute.
Did you ever?
Probably a long time ago, and then I just became so disappointed in myself. It's like, why bother? You're such a disappointment to me. I know.
Really, so let's just keep rolling like we have in the past.
Yeah.
This year's going to be like last year, maybe marginally better.
Hopefully it will be a better year.
All right. Well, yesterday we spent time trying to break down some of the different line items included in the massive $1.7 trillion spending package to fund the government through the next year. There, we've gotten one step closer. As of yesterday, Senate passed the $1.7 trillion spending package.
So Chuck Grassley could get back to Iowa.
I know.
Because the House hasn't voted yet.
No, so that has to happen today.
Yep.
Basically. So the package heads to the House and includes the $858 billion for defense spending, which is 10% over last year. But it, you know, hopefully they get that done today. Then it can go to Joe Biden's desk and we will not have a shutdown for Christmas.
That, you know, going back to that defense money, though, that $858 billion, I saw an article this week that said that the armed forces, they haven't passed an audit in years.
I think I've heard that before.
I mean, we just keep giving more and more and more and more money and then not having a reckoning of where all this money goes. Isn't that a prime example? The Defense Department?
Probably. That opens a whole other
But that doesn't seem to bother anybody. As long as
I think it bothers a lot of people. I don't know how many people in elected office it bothers, but I will, to be fair, it's also what goes into all of this stuff. And it's so murky, and that's why trying to explain it, we're not the only people doing this. This is every news outlet is like, what's in it? Bullet point, and trying to demystify all of it. But I will say, as far as part of that $858 billion was pushed for by Senator Tammy Baldwin, who helped spearhead the Great Lakes Winter Commerce Act, and said, we really need an additional icebreaker to be able to keep commerce going. And no, this is not an icebreaker like the hokey things you have to do when you get hired for a new job. This is an actual $350 million machine that breaks through ice. And it's a tool or a machine or a boat. I mean, when you look at the picture of this thing, it kind of looks like a tugboat, but it breaks up ice, and especially breaks up ice on the Great Lakes. Which does a lot of shipping. So this is been approved and is part of the defense bill. And it's an icebreaker that goes to the U.S. Coast Guard's fleet. And it helps by keeping shipping lanes open by breaking the ice. And it's like an integral part of the Great Lakes commerce in the winter months. And so it's not all. I mean, because like, and I don't know why that's part of the defense bill. Someone would have to explain that to me, but that's baked into that part of this $1.7 trillion. So that's a good thing for us. So shout out to Tammy Baldwin for continuing to look out for commerce.
We got a new icebreaker. Yay.
Yeah. And but compared to yesterday, there was at least two more things that were not in the bill that went to Senate, but they added two things on that are arguably good news for parents. So yesterday we said that the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act wasn't going to be in it. Now it is, or at least in the Senate. The Senate added it on. So it requires employers to accommodate pregnant employees with things like extra bathroom breaks. And so that is added on. But also the PUMP Act requires employers to give breastfeeding mothers time and space to pump milk. That also got tacked on.
Wow.
So, I guess I think that that's a good thing. But the other thing we missed yesterday, and I'm less clear on who this benefits, but there is a plan or part of the bill is to that most businesses will be required to automatically enroll employees into a 401k retirement and savings plan, which I thought was interesting. But the chief government affairs officer for the American Retirement Association told the Washington Post that this is the biggest bill concerning retirement in over 15 years. And so, like, what's in it? Most businesses will be required to automatically enroll employees into a 401k plan starting in 2025. The required age people have to start taking money out of their retirement account will be bumped from 72 to 73 in 2023, and then to 75 in 2033. Older employees can now put more money into their 401k plans beyond regular contribution limits. And the bill also makes it easier for employers to establish emergency accounts for workers and limit penalties for employees who need to withdraw funds for emergencies from those accounts. So I think at its face, it seems like a good thing as far as trying to more and more prep people for retirement, because I think that's when you're living paycheck to paycheck, it's hard to think about retirement. And so having that extra push from employees, from employers to force you to think about your retirement. But I guess some critics are saying that it's going to disproportionately help wealthy people who don't feel pressured to withdraw money from retirement accounts. But yeah, how's your retirement account? Were you a good saver?
I was a good saver.
That doesn't surprise me for some reason.
Yeah, I've always been really twitchy about money. And I've always been a pretty good saver. Never liked to buy things on credit. Never liked to buy things that I couldn't afford. But that still doesn't, you know, when you're looking ahead, it's like, how much is going to be enough? And while I think I'm in relatively good shape compared to some, I am probably in terrible shape compared to others. And you try and figure out, well, how long do I think I'm going to live? And is my health going to be good? Because I think that's the biggest part of it. You can be in great shape and have one major illness, and there goes everything. There goes all your savings. There goes all your everything. And what really stood out to me as you were explaining what they're doing with this 401k and this requirement that employers get their employees in, we just said that the average lifespan now in the U.S. is down for the second year in a row, and we're going to keep raising the age where people can get their own money back.
No, I think how I read that is that you're required to start taking it out by then.
Oh.
It's not that you can't take it out till then.
Okay.
Maybe I understood that wrong, but I think it's more of when you have to start taking it out.
Okay. Okay. That makes
more sense.
That makes more sense.
I think it right now it's as of like 65. It's the same age as when you start getting Social Security and Medicare, right?
Yeah, but trust me, they want you to wait until you're dead.
Because they would rather.
They would rather not
very well funded.
They would rather not have to pay you your own money. And so, you know, if you want the full benefit, I think for me, if I want my full Social Security benefits, I have to wait till I'm 77. Which is nuts.
Wow.
Which is nuts.
Like 15 more years from now.
Yeah, that's not happening. It's just not. It's my money.
Yeah.
And I, again, I'm in a fortunate position where I don't need to wait until I can get that full Social Security payment at 77. There are a lot of people who are not so fortunate.
Yeah.
But I just think by the time you're in your 60s, I've been working for more than 45 years. Some days
you kinda also may live for another 30.
Yeah, I'm not so worried about living for another 30 years.
But I'm just saying, this is what happened with my grandpa, who passed this year at 94.
Wow.
I don't think he thought he was going to live that long. I think he retired around in his 60s. And so it was like he outlived everyone.
Wow.
He didn't have a lot of money left because no one was expecting for him to live that long. And but while the average life expectancy may be 76 right now, there's a lot of people who live a lot longer than that. And that's, you know, think about it. If you've been working for 45 years, but you live another 30, your retired years are, if you were to retire, which I hope you don't, because I need you. you're, you know, retired potentially for as long as you, almost as long as you were working, or at least more than half of the years that you were working potentially.
Yeah, but unfortunately, most of us will not be in the same shape that we were for the 45 years that we were working.
No.
You know, it's it makes me laugh when they call it the golden years when you're a senior. Yeah, it's golden if you retire at 50. Then you're probably, that's before things start falling apart on you. And, you know, walk down the street, no, go, there goes a finger.
A finger?
Just inadvertently, I lost, you know. But think you will learn as you get older that things start breaking
apart.
Things start breaking down a little bit as you get a little bit older.
So what happens next with this spending bill? It's going to be, it heads to the House. Democrats still hold the majority until January, so they have to pass it before midnight, and then it'll go to President Biden's desk, and that will avoid a partial government shutdown just in the nick of time. And so I think we're all hoping for that to happen, even if you think this is a bloated bill and think this process is ridiculous, and the fact that it is not Groundhog's Day, I guess it's Groundhog's Year, that this feels like it happens every year.
Because it does.
But it is what it is. And
well, and I'm not disagreeing that this is not a ginormous bill, but under the Biden administration, we have actually reduced the deficit, correct?
I don't know.
I believe we have.
We should.
It certainly didn't happen under Trump.
No. Well, we were talking about this at dinner last night. We were talking about how in the early 90s when Clinton ended his term, we had a surplus. I don't think we've had a surplus since, have we?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah. So, well, that took up most of this segment, but I'll end on this. There's going to be a lot more Florida Mans because are you familiar with the Florida Man joke?
It's one of my favorite things in the entire world.
But Florida is the fastest growing U.S. state for the first time since 1957. People have been flocking to Florida in 2022, and they saw the fastest growth compared to any other state over the last year. And I guess to a certain extent, I get it. I don't really particularly feel like I need have any interest in living in Florida, but I get it. No income tax. It's warm, whatever. But what surprised me is the other states that kind of top the fastest growing list. Arizona, again, warm. But the other ones, Idaho, Utah, North Dakota, and Alaska.
Wow.
So what are those guys doing that people are moving there?
North Dakota?
North Dakota.
Have you ever been to North Dakota?
I have not. I have not been to North Dakota. Have you?
No. I've been to South
Dakota. Apparently people are moving there, though. It's
wow. I'm baffled by that.
All right, well, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we got some headline quizzes that I'm going to quiz Jane on. So play along. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
So let's get back to the Lord above.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente. Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
A winter weather advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Chance for scattered snow showers overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows around 4 below, winds out of the west, 20 to 30 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 6 above. Lows level off around 2 below tomorrow night. A dusting of snow overnight with another inch Sunday night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently 2 below.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, Christmas edition on the Civic Media Network. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always go back and listen to it as a podcast, either on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or wherever you find podcasts. Just search for As Goes Wisconsin on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts.
All the places.
There's probably more than
all the places.
I think we have an RSS feed somewhere. You know, there's lots of ways to find us and play along with us because we're going to do a little bit of a news quiz. 844-967-2789. I have not taken, so there's two different games I have right now. One, I know the answers to, and two, I'm going to play along with you, Jane.
All right.
But this is the Brews weekly news quiz. So I, a couple weeks ago, started subscribing to Morning Brew, which is a daily newsletter roundup of headlines. And I felt like this was a much more efficient way to get my news every morning of things that stand out. I have a couple different newsletters now that I rely on, but Morning Brew, highly recommend as far as what they do for crowdsourcing and making news digestible.
Right.
But then on Fridays they do a little quiz. So I think we're going to play along and do the quiz of these are news stories from this week. So okay. Number one, the Supreme Court temporarily extended the use of which Trump era immigration order this week?
Title 42.
It was a multiple choice question. You didn't even have to. All right. You're right. You're right. I didn't even click it yet. It is new because I knew the answer to that one too.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Which bank agreed to pay $3.7 billion, the CFPB's largest fine in history, over consumer banking violations?
It's Wells Fargo.
Yes. This one's easy. All right. Which city announced plans to eliminate bus fares starting in July?
Oh, I do not know this.
Oh, I actually don't know if I know. I think it's D.C. So the options are New York, Chicago, Boston, Washington, D.C. I think it's D.C.
Yeah, that seems like the only reasonable possibility. I can't see them doing that in New York.
Wait, did I? Oh, they don't. I think they tell you at the end. All right. So we'll find out.
Okay.
We'll come back. All right. Lionel Messi set a record for the most liked photo ever on Instagram this week. Who was the previous record holder? A, Kylie Jenner. B, Jif Pom the dog. I don't even know who that is. C, an egg. D, Ariana Grande.
Ask it one more time, please.
Lionel Messi set a record for the most liked photo ever on Instagram this week. Who is the previous record holder? A, Kylie Jenner. B, Jif Pom the dog. C, an egg. D, Ariana Grande. I know at one point an egg was, but I don't think that was the most recent one.
I'm going to go, and it breaks my heart, with Kylie Kardashian.
I'm going to go with Ariana Grande. We'll find out. All right, last question. Fill in the blanks. Steven Spielberg recently expressed regret over his film Blank, leading to blank. Is it A, Jaws and the declining shark population? B, Raiders of the Lost Ark, more archaeology majors? C, E.T., boosted Reese's Pieces sales? D, Jurassic Park, Jurassic World Dominion.
I'm going to go with Jaws.
I know that it's Jaws for sure. All right, submit. Let's see what we found out. We got 4 out of 5 correct.
Oh, that's not too bad.
We were right on Title 42. Wells Fargo was right. DC was right as far as banning plans to eliminate bus fares. Oh, it was an egg.
It wasn't.
So we were both wrong. An egg is the previous. Yeah, it was just a picture of an egg. It was really random. This was a couple years ago. I remember when this happened. It was, I think the caption said something like, it was just a picture of an egg. And the caption was like, let's make this the most, well, like most liked photo on Instagram. And it worked.
Oh, that's.
I don't even know who the account was.
It wasn't even like the egg producers, you know, coalition or something like that.
No.
It was some random hen.
It was some random, random hen. But then, yes, Spielberg did express regret over Jaws having an impact on declining shark populations. So that's kind of fun.
That was really interesting. Yeah.
Week in review. So maybe we'll keep doing that. We'll just steal the Morning Brews quiz.
It's called Repurpose.
Thank you, Jane.
Sure.
All right. So then this is kind of the game that we played a while back with Greg Bach, but Onion or not the Onion. But here's three headlines and a lie. So you pick out which one is the lie.
Okay.
Three of these headlines are real and one is fake. Can you spot the odd one out? Number one, a new study finds eating 12 olives a day could make you a better swimmer.
Eating 12 olives a day can make me a better swimmer.
That's option one.
Okay.
Option two, spinach causing hallucinations sparks health warning.
Okay.
Number three, demand for lemons surges as Chinese seek immunity against COVID.
Hmm.
Four, deputy dressed as Grinch gives onions to speeding driver.
I think that one's true.
Okay. Which other ones do you think are true?
I think the lemons could be true to fight off COVID in China. What were my other options?
A new study finds eating 12 olives a day could make you a better swimmer, or spinach causing hallucinations sparks health warning.
Okay, I'm going to go with the spinach for the lie.
Wrong.
No.
It's the olives. Eating olives may make you a better swimmer, but there's no science study that's actually proven that. But spinach at one point was causing hallucinations and it sparked a health warning. It was in Australia and the spinach had a recall in Australia this year after officials warned the public about the toxic product. Riviera Farms recalled its baby spinach after it was found that some of the product had been contaminated with a weed, which might have health consequences if consumed. 164 people in the eastern state had reported symptoms after eating the spinach, of which at least 42 had sought medical attention. Symptoms associated with the contaminated spinach can be severe, the health body said, and can include hallucinations, delirium or confusion, rapid heartbeat, and dilated pupils.
My goodness.
Getting high while you're trying to stay healthy.
Wow.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, the history of NORAD tracking Santa.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.